And happy Friday morning to Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking I should play Mercy Me's Happy Dance today. It's Friday.
That is a good time to play a song like that.
Mm-hmm.
Delirious also had a song about, I think, happy. I don't remember what the exact title was, but
okay.
Yeah, I think we should find all those songs that have happy in the title and play them on Fridays.
Yeah, it is a happy day. All right, so I saw this post yesterday, and then I saw you had commented on it. It was a friend of yours. It's I don't know. Somebody based in Canada put it up, but basically it's this idea that Christianity killed the neighbor. It trains. Let me just preface. Anything we say about the church is because we love the church. We love Jesus.
100%.
And we love his bride. We're glad to be a part of it. And but we always, having said that, the other side of the coin is if you see room for the church getting better, you want to call that out, right?
Yeah, that's been the standard for 500 years.
Yeah,
you know, I think
okay.
So. Yeah.
All right, so anyhow, the picture, the meme, whatever, Christianity killed the neighbor. It trains believers to separate from unbelievers to some degree and commune only with people just like them. The other, the neighbor, has been eliminated. Therefore, no neighbor to love. And so you had a short comment on that.
Yeah, you know, so one of our mutual friends had said that the term he likes is churchianity to describe that. And I had mentioned a book that came out a number of years ago that touches on that. You know, and I guess I would just say this isn't true for everybody. You know, I think there are some that definitely encourage people to get out. But so often there's this us versus them mentality. There's this messaging that the world out there is dangerous. Neighbors are not to be trusted. You know, and so I think things like that tend to occur. And when there's this inherent mistrust in the people who live around us, it's really hard to connect with them as mm-hmm. neighbors. You know, and so I think if we were to step back, not seeing them as marks to be saved, but as people to be loved,
right.
Man, what could happen with that?
As is so many, and that's again, I was thinking, I love you, and I love talking about ideas with you, and there's just so much, and every day we're trying to pack more in than we have time for.
But, right.
But 100%. I mean, and I want to carry this on at breakfast tomorrow because the tension for me is on the one side, I know as a young believer, I mean, was converted, you know, radically at the end of my freshman year in college and still to this day, you know, I feel like I dropped a bomb on three high school friends when I had them over and said they needed to be born again. I wouldn't try that approach now.
Right.
And yet there is that sense, and it's why I wanted us to read 1 Peter recently, was chapter 4. It talks about they wonder why you don't join them in the same flood of dissipation, the only time I ever use that word, that you used to. And that might be you drinking too much booze or whatever else. And so that part, and yet on the other hand, I think as you mature as a Christian, you're more capable of those friendships, but then you've alienated them.
Right. Yeah, and that's a hard line to walk, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then you can start to build those. But again, in his book Unchristian, David Kinnaman talks about how, I think that's one of his many points, right? That Christians aren't really friends with a lot of non-Christians.
Right? That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know that that's exclusive to Christians. I think that's true of a lot of groups as we live in silos. And what does it look like to live differently than that?
Sure. Yeah. Republicans are friends with Republicans and Democrats with Democrats.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right, so. Absolutely.
All right, well, there we go. We'll continue that one at breakfast tomorrow, 7 at Randy's. We'll leave a seat for the listeners. John 15:2, as we continue on with notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus. That verse, Jesus says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Thoughts?
Yeah, I wrote, the love of God flows through Christ to his people. The vine dresser cares for both vine and branches. Continuing his metaphor, Jesus differentiated between fruitless and fruitful vines. The fruitful parts are cut away by the Father. God is always purifying and moving his people toward wholeness. When our lives are out of step with kingdom purposes, or when we claim to be Christians in name only, but there is no real heart change, God prunes us. True branches are pruned so that they will bear more fruit. Pruning can be painful, but as God cuts away our self-centeredness, he is preparing us for love.
What are your thoughts on that?
you know, I think I've definitely felt that, that painful thing, you know, as I've tried to grow more toward love. Yeah, I would just say that many of us, I think, have experienced that.
Mm-hmm. Give us your closing prayer heading into the weekend.
Says, Jesus, you are the true vine. All life flows through you. You tell me that as I am sanctified in you, I will experience pain and hardship, a part of the Father's holy pruning. Teach me to trust that process despite its discomfort.
Amen.
Amen. All right, good talk. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB from jasoncanz.com. Again, he's authored several books. One of them is Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. You can get the book. You can get the devotional. Get them both at Amazon, same place as Letters to the Beloved. And he's got a book, one poem for each one of the 150 Psalms, Soil of the Divine. So there you go. At 10th Avenue North is the 24 seed. They go first. Carol in Eau Claire. Lauren. Get this straight. Kind of frazzled here this morning, Caleb. Lauren in Oliva with 10th Avenue North. They go first, and that's the song Control. Against the 9 seed in the tournament, We the Kingdom, that's Carolyn Eau Claire and For God So Loved. There we go. All right, in our CCM Song Showdown, another group moving on to the second round. Congratulations to Carol of Eau Claire. The group she nominated, We the Kingdom, advances over 10th Avenue North.
Well done. And again, another matchup coming up around 8:15. We the Kingdom moving on to the second round. Not easy to do. Continuing with our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB at 11 before 8 o'clock, 28 degrees. Caleb and Havel with you. And we know that you like to stay informed, friends, but sometimes that's tough to do with all that's going on in life. And so we do the heavy lifting. We do the hard work for you. We aggregate all this information, working feverishly all throughout the week to get you caught up on news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But we bring it to you in condensed form on a Friday morning. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, Sunday was the Academy Awards.
Only the best actors in the world were there. In other words, there was absolutely no reason for Kim Kardashian to find a babysitter.
Ouch.
Were you as surprised with the outcome of the Oscars as much as I was?
I mean, come on. The Kansas City Chiefs won again.
Go Mahomes.
A man in China underwent surgery to have a toy whistle removed that he swallowed as a child. Crazy.
No word on whether it ended his referee career.
Probably.
Meanwhile, a Boeing passenger jet took a brief accidental nosedive during a flight from Australia to New Zealand.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look to your left, you'll see the panic on your neighbor's face.
Yikes.
Scientists found that old age begins at age 27 as mental powers start to decline.
Turning 27? Well, congratulations on reaching the age where I slept wrong is a valid injury. In a survey, Americans say they expect to get back into shape this summer.
Which means we'll get up and walk from the couch to the fridge instead of using our scooters.
Triumph of the will.
And finally this morning, researchers say there's evidence that chimpanzees can make plans.
Yeah, they caught one designing his own Ponzi scheme.
Oh, no.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Moving you toward the top of the hour with a live city here on WWIB. This is Say, and Say, we would love to hear from you. Give yourself a chance to win those Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow with a pledge for Hope and Hoops at 715-396-1670.
All right, well, we've got quite a contest coming up here in our CCM Song Showdown here on a Friday morning, WWIB. Voting already underway at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but we're going to get it going on the text line as well at 715-396-1670, where we're also taking those pledges for John the Trailer Guy from Courtesy Ford in Thorpe. And again, this morning, it is the number 32 seed in the tournament, an inspirational artist from days gone by, Steve Green, up against the top seed, defending champ Crowder, Caleb.
So, again, it's going to be pretty tough, but strange things have happened in this tournament before, so can Steve Green, and I think I would just say, listen to the song. Listen to the song and then weigh in. You've got until 8:45, so plenty of time. So listen to both songs and then weigh in and decide. We've got Steve Green, God and God Alone, against Crowder, Good God Almighty. And two ways to vote, as always, 715-396-1670 with a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't say you just heard Ronnie Appleseed from Avenue Orchard. You reminded me, happy birthday, Ronnie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's his birthday today. So have a wonderful, wonderful day. A good friend of the show. And I believe in 1 week, he's coming in to shoot for Hope and Hoops as our guest.
Crazy how my mind works, because just now thinking, it was 38 years ago today, we had a sold-out concert at Memorial High Auditorium in Eau Claire, Steve Green and Twyla Paris. It was filled up. In fact, we carried the concert live on WIB as well.
Wow. So who wins? Listen to the songs and you decide. Steve Green first, then Crowder. This is God and God Alone. Less than 15 minutes away from Hope in Hoops, your chance to win Giza Dreams Sheets, a queen-size set courtesy of MyPillow. That'll be given to one of our pledgers before 8:45. So get your pledge in. We just heard from Mary from Barron. You can join in as well, wwib.com/hope. Give us a call or text. That's the easiest way at 715-396-1670. You can do a flat amount. You can do per shot made or per shot missed. Well, joining us, our guest shooter this morning, it's John, the trailer guy from the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley. John, welcome and good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So, again, people hear your voice a lot on the courtesy Ford ads. They've maybe seen you at some of our events from time to time. But for those who are unacquainted with John, the trailer guy, what exactly is it that you do?
Well, I'm in charge of trailers. It's a new venture for us. It's been going on for about a year now. We're selling trailers out of courtesy Ford in Stanley, mm-hmm. the all new. We remodeled a building over there. It was the old Shopko, I believe. And we have a state-of-the-art facility, state-of-the-art everything there. And we decided to get into a little bit of the trailer market. And so my job is to find the perfect trailer that works for you. I know the questions to ask and the things to that you need to trailer safely. And it's important, and I like to say I don't really sell trailers, I solve problems.
Exactly. I mean, when you say that, again, you find the trailer that works for the customer, for the client, too. So it's not, oh, well, what can I sell you? It's what solution can we find to what you need to haul? And again, that can be everything from hauling race cars to horses to, hey, you just need something, you know, to help buddies move, you know, whatever it could be. I mean, enclosed trailers or flatbed trailers, you have such a huge inventory, and you also can get trailers that aren't on the lot. You can get them not in weeks, not in months, but in days and very quickly. I mean, I think a couple days, usually you can have a trailer at somebody's door.
Yeah, usually I say that I have an online inventory from my supplier that has anywhere between 500 and 800 trailers, including like truck beds and things.
Yeah.
And you pick the one you want, and I'll deliver it to you in 24 to 48 hours.
I mean, and that is fast. That is fast.
It's a fast turnaround.
Yeah, and again, a lot of times, you know, it's great if we can plan ahead, but sometimes people realize, hey, what I had isn't going to be sufficient anymore, and I've got a need pretty quickly. And you're saying, hey, we are going to do everything we can to meet that need as quickly as possible. And again, even the delivery service is not like, oh, hey, we've got it for you, come get it. Hey, we're going to bring it to you. That's just yet another level of service that courtesy offers.
Right. And the other thing, too, is some people are new to trailering things.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have a midlife crisis and decide to buy something, and, you know, we got to put it in a trailer. I'll help you figure out what's the best situation for you and the easiest way to trailer and the safest, most important, safest way to trailer your precious items.
So how do people get a hold of you, John?
Well, all you have to do is call the store at 715-669-5517 and ask for John the Trailer Guy.
There you go. And again, a very distinctive voice. You've done Renaissance Man, again, all sorts of things. You've been a state championship winning football coach. You've worked in radio, as people probably can tell well. And now working with courtesy Ford and just a man of many talents, and we'll see if shooting on a little Tykes basketball hoop is one of them.
Yeah, you know, I'm more of a football oriented. I don't think I have a lot of touch.
Sure.
So we'll see. And, you know, I was looking at that hoop. That's a really small.
It is.
That is a very small hoop.
It is.
That's not big.
It is. But you know what? The backboard is available. A lot of people want to use the plastic, not the glass. Again, we've got less than 10 minutes, friends, for you to pledge, and a great incentive. Those Giza Dreams sheets, a queen size set. You can pick it up here at the station if your name is drawn. So one of our pledgers, again, before 8:45 here, will be walking away with that. So thank you to those who have pledged so far. Again, suggested $10 minimum pledge, but maybe because of the size of this prize, you'd be able to bump that up even a little bit more if possible. Again, your generosity, so much appreciated. Tax deductible giving to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. So John, the trailer guy, our guest shooter, just after 8:45 a.m. Would love to have your pledges at 715-396-1670. You can get to wwib.com/hope as well. Five shots being taken. You can do a flat amount or per shot made, per shot missed. Don't forget to use that text line as well to vote between Steve Green and Crowder. Steve Green, God and God Alone, and Crowder, Good God Almighty. Bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Well, he just had a heart procedure, but is doing well. Praise the Lord for that. Jeremy Camp coming to One Fest this summer. This is Dead Man Walking.
And Crowder moves on over Steve Green. Pretty, you know, on the text side, there was a 4-vote difference, but I think more in the Facebook group went Crowder's way.
All right, so the number one overall seed advances and moves on. We've got more matchups coming up on Monday morning. John is ready to go.
People call him the Bearded Wonder. Here we go. All right, John the Trailer Guy. First one, a little hard, a little strong. He's got... got more muscle than he's aware of. Four more to go. Yeah. Next one is on the way. There it is. That was money. That was clutch.
One for two. All right. That's what he was in warm-ups at 50%. One for two.
He likes the one ball. He likes the one ball.
Got the feel of it.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, a little short. I know that feeling. I've done that plenty of times this month. There we go. Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's perfect two for four, like with that 50%, but now...
Oh, last the last one. One a little strong. I'll tell you what, that I little tykes. We wish that rim was bigger, you know? Yeah.
He can. 40%, two out of that's five. Again, that's.
Yeah.
It's a good three-point shooting percentage, 40%.
Well, I mean, I was hoping for better, but, you know, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. You're thankful for each one that drops through.
Yeah.
Well, John, we appreciate you moseying on over from the all-new Courtesy Ford of Stanley to join us here for Hope and Hoops. And, again, thank you so much, Courtesy, one of the great supporters of the ministry here at WWIB Radio as an advertiser. And we appreciate seeing you, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Well, I tell you, Courtesy, really, it's an honor for us to be working with you guys and supporting you, and we can't thank you enough for everything you do for us, and it's been a pleasure, and hopefully I can come by some other time, and we'll talk more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, John.
And again,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome to shoot for Hope and Hoops anytime. Well, now, Halvo, it's our Friday morning tradition.
It's the best of the week with a birthday flavor.
It's my dad's birthday today, so a very happy birthday to my dad. As maybe we've mentioned before, he's not in the country right now, and would certainly appreciate your prayers. He's in a very, very dangerous situation, honestly, right now. He's currently trapped in Haiti after serving down there with a ministry, training local Haitian pastors in theology, biblical counseling, but has not been able to get back. You've probably heard in SRN News at the top of the hour just how bad the situation is down there, and so... on his birthday today and every day till he gets home safely, would certainly covet your prayers for my dad's safe return. But even though I'm not sure that he's able to listen, there's some limited internet access, but I want to wish my dad a very happy birthday. I love you, Dad, and praying for your safe return.
All right, we've got four pledgers for Tim Gunderson of FCA, our guest shooter on FCA Day here. Let's do it. All right. First one is up, and he got it. All right, two for two. The next one, swish, three for three. He has shown us how it's done. Oh, it's rounded in. Oh, yeah, it was just soft touch. Four for four, one more. Here we go. There it is, five for five. It was around 5 o'clock this morning. I was trying to make a couple of peanut butter and honey sandwiches. And there's the honey cap and then the larger sure. cap just came off and honey just poured out.
Yeah. Huh. So just loads of honey on your sandwich.
And then Winnie the Pooh showed up. It was weird.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Yeah, it's not surprising.
Oh, but what's it? Well, we had five for five earlier this morning from Tim Gunderson from FCA, the executive director. And now Andrew Draper on FCA Day is here, ready to continue. Different approaches, Caleb. I've been seeing Andrew modeling the underhand. Earlier, Tim was over the top with his 5 for 5. So here we go. Game on. First one is up. There's that off the backboard and good. The next underhanded pitch is 2 for 2. Three more to go for Mr. Draper. Kids cheering him on. The next one, backboard, 3 for 3. Dante fist pumping. There's 4 for 4. One
now
more to go.
Now all the pressure on this last one.
FCA is 10 for 10 as Andrew makes it a second 5 for 5 today.
Well done.
And we have a result in the first CCM Artist Showdown of the day. Lauren Daigle against DC Talk, and the winner is...
Lauren Daigle, again in overtime. Lauren pulls it out. Great support from her fans, and Lauren Daigle moves on to the second round. A very happy birthday in the Swenson household to my son, Cooper. I can now say my oldest son with baby Teddy there. Cooper turns 9 years old today, and again, Cooper just... I think we're finding more and more things that we have in common, too, is he loves sports, loves playing sports, loves watching sports. And, you know, not just that, but again, we also enjoy sweets as well, don't we, Coop? And we enjoy hanging out with family. We enjoy being at home. And, man, I just am so grateful to the Lord for giving us Cooper 9 years ago. He has brought so much joy into my life. The bonus song in overtime here is going to be one that Cooper picked out for his birthday. Peabod, Love Everybody. And that's what Cooper does. That's what Cooper does. Well, thank you, Howell. Again, the best of the week. We'll finish off with a song that, again, seems appropriate. And still continue to pray, please, for my dad, for those with him, for their safe return. Here's Matthew West. Reminder, whatever the situation, don't stop.